The mail that day brought several routine things, always a little junk mail, a couple of bills, and one item that got my attention. It was bigger than most, and it was heavier. There were several things in it, and the paper was really nice. In fact, almost a little gilt-edged on the paper. I turned it over to see more, and beautiful calligraphy with my name and my wife Karen's name on the front. And I felt it a little bit more, and I looked then at the return address, and it clicked here. What did I receive? An invitation. An invitation to a special event. Maybe you've gotten such an invitation. Maybe you remember that mail. But back in Jesus' day, they didn't do that. No, when there was a big event coming up, they simply went out into the town, because most people lived in small village areas or small subsections of a city, and they just told people way in advance, hey, we're having a big event. You're invited. And it was an honor then and now to be invited to these big events. Jesus tells a story that Luke records, you heard it a moment ago, about such a big event. He tells the story of a man who's having a big banquet. And well in advance, just like my invitation was well in advance of this big event, well in advance, servants had gone out and said, save the date. You're invited. Come. But you see, in those days, they did things a little differently. They didn't say, the dinner is going to be at 4 o'clock on July 7th. They said, save the date, but they didn't give a time. Because you see, life in Palestine in those days was very casual. They weren't managed by the clock. And so what they would do is simply that day, when things were ready, the servants would go out and say, all's ready. It's time now. Y'all come. The story reveals that these people who had long ago been invited to this very special event, on the day, have someone knock on their door and say, we're ready. The feast is beginning. Y'all come. And Jesus' story has a twist. Because these people who had saved the day, who had said yes, and it was a big honor, gave excuses. I've just bought some land. I can't come. I just bought some oxen. I can't come. I just got married. Can't come. That was rude, first of all. But Jesus is making a critical point here that once the servants came and said, well, the people you invited, they're not coming. Jesus says, go out. Go out. Go into the town. Find other people to come. He names them very significantly. He names them the poor, the blind, the lame. Invite them. Servants go out, invite them, and they're starting to come. And then the servant goes back to the master and says, we still have room. Jesus says, well, go out into the countryside and invite more. And so, eventually, the banquet feast was full. The whole purpose of Jesus telling this story is to remind you and me today that all are welcome at the feast. Now then, as of now, there's plenty of excuses not to come. There's plenty of reasons why people say no to God, and I've heard probably almost all of them, as any pastor would. Because it's my job to go out there and invite people in, not just to this table, but into the church, into the faith, into a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's my job, and I've heard every excuse not. But Jesus says, if that happens, just keep inviting, because everybody, all are welcome. Keep inviting. Go out further and further and further and invite, because everybody's welcome at the feast. Well, today, as we and Christians around the world celebrate World Communion Sunday, we take note and we are mindful of our connection with this larger world. For around the world, literally, just as you have received this day, others have come in this sacred meal. For us, the central reminder of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We here at Trinity, for a long time, have said all are welcome. On the front of your bulletin right now, under the masthead, probably you don't read it much because it's always there, but it's our mission statement. And it says that Trinity Church is a fellowship seeking to share the love and the word of Jesus Christ. Last two words, anybody know them? With all. That's our mission statement. With all. All are welcome. And we teach our young people that this is a big world. And God's love is for all. That's why we have our mission trips and teach children very early on to go beyond the walls and the familiar of this place to other places, whether it's out on Main Street or across the globe. Because we want everyone to be very mindful of the fact that this is for all, this grace of God, this gift of salvation. And so today we celebrate that. But we also need to remind ourselves to be careful, because just because you've once or twice said yes and come to the feast, there's always those excuses, aren't there? And you've given them, and we know them. And they're not necessarily bad things. You know it in the scripture. It's not necessarily that buying land was bad, or acquiring some oxen was bad, or getting married. That's not bad. It's just a distraction. And William Barclay, the great biblical scholar, commented on it this way. He says, one of the tragedies of life is when good things crowd out the claims of God. Good things crowd out the things of God. Can't participate. I need to take care of my family. What am I supposed to say to that? Yeah, I got a family too. But the claims of God come first if we're Christians. All are welcome. So we keep inviting all in. And when some don't come, we say, you're still invited. Anybody else? And that's why we go out onto the streets and we go elsewhere to invite all into this place and into the family of faith around the world. Once a football coach was preparing his team for the really, really big game at the end of the season. And so practices were very tough that week. He's driving his players, pushing them. They're doing more exercises and drills. They're sweating. They're almost falling down. They're so tired. And the coach yells, I want 110%. You remember that phrase? You've heard that phrase? You know what that phrase means, right? All in. We want all of you. All of you. 110% of you. That's what God wants. And God went all out so that you would be all in. Because when Jesus died on that cross, he went all out to let that message get very clear and very powerful to you. God went all out so that you and everyone would be all in. And that's the message of the scripture this day, summarized in the beautiful passage that we well know. God so loved not you, not you, not you. God so loved who? The world. God so loved the world that he sent his son. So may you this day celebrate the truth that we're brothers and sisters with Christians who are celebrating this sacrament around the globe, literally. But may you also know that just as you were invited to this table and said yes as you came, you're invited over and over and again to this great feast to put aside the excuses and to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Amen.